The following Faith in Action program is pre-recorded. It refers to an upcoming retreat series at Fatima Retreat House. Because of the coronavirus, please go to their website for rescheduled retreat dates. That's www.archindy.org/Fatima.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, sitting in today for Jim Ganley. Bridget Ayer is with me today, and we've got a studio full, and we're just going to jump right in.
Yeah, well, welcome to Faith in Action, everybody. We're heading into May, which is Mental Health Month. I mean, it's about a month away. But joining us in studio are our guests, Christine Turo Shields, Lisa Tebow, and Haley Mossam, and we're going to be talking about suicide loss and support and an upcoming suicide loss and support series, which is going to be at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. So welcome to Faith in Action, ladies. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, now if we could just go to each of you and tell us a little bit about your background and your connection to suicide loss and support. Christine, why don't we start with you?
So I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm a co-owner of Kenosis Counseling Center. I also additionally sit on the state board for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention for the state of Indiana. And additionally, suicide has touched my life. I had a brother-in-law pass away, died by suicide back in the early 90s. A couple years ago, one of my cousins died by suicide. And over the years of 30 years of practice, I've had about 4 or 5 clients die by suicide.
Okay, so you can definitely speak to this. Lisa Tebow, tell us a little bit about your background and your connection to suicide loss.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and my husband and I were married about 19 years. He died by suicide about 28 months ago, November 2017. He suffered from bipolar disorder. And after his death, AFSP was instrumental in my healing and my grief work. But I'm really interested in this retreat because I feel like the church can help other suicide loss survivors through their grief too. I've done some volunteering with AFSP with the local chapter. I've been a team leader on some Out of the Darkness walks and attended some events. So I'm really excited and participating in this.
Yeah. And Haley Mossam, you are at Fatima, yes. Right? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the program and marketing manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. I've been there a little over a year. And we just have so many groups come through our doors, whether it's high schoolers or even middle school. And we just really saw the need for this ministry and all the lives that we touch, and looking at the healing from all sides, whether it's spiritual, emotional, and looking at this topic, suicide.
So could one of you give us an overview, maybe Christine, of suicide, maybe the scope of the problem nationally and locally?
Certainly. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States currently.
Oh, okay.
And one of the most troubling statistics is that it's actually the second leading cause of death in the state of Indiana for those between 15 and 34 years old.
Oh, wow.
And every 40 seconds nationally, we lose someone to suicide. So that's a lot of loved ones lost.
So what, I mean, I know there isn't ever one cause, there's multiple causes, but is there any reason that there's been an increase, or you know, that this is happening to young people, especially the second cause of death in Indiana? Any thoughts about that?
Well, there's a lot of complexity that goes along with suicide. I describe True. It often as an iceberg. So on the tip, what we see when people say, you know, why did she die by suicide, or why did she die? And we usually describe a precipitating factor, whether that's a breakup or a job loss or what have you. But underneath it, we know that there's factors of, you know, Lisa mentioned that her husband struggled with bipolar. In 90% of the cases, individuals have a mental health issue. So there's the family, the genetic predisposition, there's the environmental stress. You know, there's a lot of emotional fragility that goes on in those moments of despair and also that includes access to means in those moments of despair. So you know, there's a lot of resources that talk about the reasons why, and our hope at this point, especially in this program at Fatima, is to provide support for the survivors of suicide loss.
So in terms of a suicide loss, is that different? Is that a different type of grief than other types of grief? I mean, Lisa, why don't you, want to speak to that?
Well, I've had other family members pass away over the years, and I can definitely attest to myself that I feel like suicide loss or a suicide death is definitely a different type of grief. Especially with someone like my husband who is dealing with mental illness, it's an unseen illness for the most part, or it's kept hidden from the general public as far as the symptoms and the behavior. So when it does happen, it tends to be a
more
major
of a shock.
Surprise
yeah.
and a shock. So other people might think too that it might not happen to them. It might
everyone
also,
thinks that right
right
don't they
I mean, sort of like it might be contagious, like, well, if I do this, it's not going to happen to me. And that's definitely a fallacy. Everyone needs to be concerned and caring for each other too, but then also aware of tips too that can help offset the causes that Christine just talked about.
So let's talk about some resources. We'll get into the series that's going to be offered at Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. But Christine, what are some of the resources before we get into that series that's going to happen?
So there's lots of resources out there to help survivors of suicide loss. Additionally, coupling with what Lisa said, I do just want to mention part of the complexity is also the complexity of emotion that goes along with survivors of suicide loss. There's the guilt, there's the shame, you know, people not talking about it. There's the anger and the blame, whether that's towards God, whether that's towards a loved one. And so because of that, the resources are varied. A lot of people are ready to just jump into a support group. So AFSP Indiana has a lot of support groups around the city. That provides support. I have found many people talking about how profound it's been to be able to look into the eyes of another survivor of suicide loss and just know that they know. Because suicide loss is a tragic death, and it's not the same as a typical death at all in any manner of speaking. Some additional resources include books for people who like to read. Lisa had mentioned before to me that Bruised and Wounded by Ronald Rollheiser was really profound, and The Unique Grief of Suicide by Tom Smith, and then After Suicide Loss by Jack Jordan. Those are some great reads.
You mentioned this group called AFSP. What does that stand for? And for those people, like, they don't know what that stands for. What's the organization that you're referring to, that you're a board member of?
So AFSP is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Okay.
It's a,
and if people went to that website, is that where people could find these books? Or is there a listing there? Or
there's a listing of resources.
Okay.
So if they go to afsp.org and then click under Find Support, there's all types of resources, including support groups, including Out of the Darkness walks, including the Saturday before Thanksgiving, there is an International Survivor of Suicide Loss Day where everybody comes together. And those are just opportunities for shared healing and experience of hope amidst tremendous pain and heartache.
So now there is this series coming up. When's the first date? There's actually, the way I think it's going to work is there are going to be three different talks, or three different one every month, and then there's going to be a retreat at the end. So who Haley,
yeah.
Do you want to give us the kind of the overview of this series that's going to be at Our Lady of Fatima from your perspective?
Yeah, so we have three Sundays in the months leading up to the retreat. So the first is Sunday, April 19th, and that is the emotional journey of suicide loss survivors, which Christine will be leading. I don't know if you want to speak into that specific one a little bit more, if we want to
you
go
ahead,
an overview.
Yeah, go ahead and give us the overview, okay. And then we'll go into the specifics, but thanks. So the first one's April 19th, okay.
And that includes Christine among a lost survivors panel.
Okay.
The second one is Sunday, May 17th, and it's the spiritual journey after suicide loss led by Father Jim Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
And the last part of our series is Sunday, June 14th, and that is the healing journey forward with suicide loss led by Sister Connie Kramer and Lisa Thiebel.
So you'll be doing one of those too, right, Lisa?
I will. Yes.
So what's the kind of the purpose, I guess, in terms of, like, do you want people that have experienced suicide loss to attend all three, or and maybe talk about each one? You want to talk about the one you're leading?
Sure. So the emotional journey of suicide loss is really talking, again, about that complexity of emotions, giving a place for folks to unpack the various feelings that they're having.
Because just when anybody dies, no matter what the cause is, they have all those emotions, you know, maybe anger, you know, maybe guilt. Same like you would with a suicide. But obviously a suicide's different because it's a little bit more complex. But go on. But
yeah, those feelings often are magnified, especially, yeah. Again, the shame.
Mm.
You know, family members deciding what to share in the obituary,
mm-hmm.
And the blame and the guilt. And then it feels very disloyal, mm-hmm. You know, that I'm angry. How could I be angry at my loved one if he or she had a mental illness, but I'm still angry because I'm left to carry all this all by myself. So there's just so many layers to it. It's so multifaceted. So,
and then is this going to be like a one day for each presentation? Is it going to be a one day what's the format, I guess?
Sundays from 4 to 6. So they're each 2-hour programs.
Okay.
And so at the first one, the emotional journey through suicide loss, after I do a brief presentation talking about the complexity and the multifaceted nature of the suicide loss feelings, we're then going to have a survivor panel. So Lisa's going to serve on that, speaking about losing a spouse. We have other AFS volunteers who are going to speak to loss from as a parent, loss from having a relative from postpartum, a parent loss, as well as a child loss, and additionally a sibling loss. So we're trying to cover all of those aspects because, again, all of them are very nuanced, mm-hmm. and uniquely painful.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this suicide support and some help that you can get. So stay tuned for more.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Kent Blanford is co-hosting with me here in the studio, and we have actually a full house here. We're actually talking about suicide loss and really support. And our guests today are Christine Turo Shields, Lisa Thiebel, and Haley Mossam. And we're continuing on this topic, Lisa, you had attended some type of a widow's retreat. Talk about that and how this kind of all came into this series that you're going to be doing at Fatima.
Yeah, I attended a widow's retreat at Fatima in October, and there were a group of us widows together sharing our stories, and I realized quickly that I was the only suicide loss survivor, and my story definitely was different than everyone else's, mainly because of the points that Christine brought up, the shame, the stigma attached to it. And I, even though the retreat was wonderful, I still felt like there was something else that I needed. So I approached Sister Connie Kramer, who's actually also on our retreat team, joining us, about this loss that I felt. And her, being a suicide loss survivor herself, thought that a retreat or some sort of programming would definitely be helpful, because this problem is so pervasive throughout our community, especially our faith community. It definitely doesn't discriminate. So over the next couple weeks, conversations were had, and a few of us got together to start planning.
So Haley, if you would go ahead and just give the quick overview of just of the three dates again and the topics, and then we'll come back to you, Lisa, and you can tell us, we'll go to each topic of the, you know, that the series is going to be having.
Sunday, April 19th is the Emotional Journey of Suicide Loss Survivors with Christine Turrell Shields and the Loss Survivors Panel. Sunday, May 17th is the Spiritual Journey After Suicide Loss led by Father Jim Farrell. And Sunday, June 14th, the Healing Journey Forward with Suicide Loss is led by Sister Connie Kramer and Lisa Thiebel.
So Lisa, tell us about the one that you're going to be involved in and what you're going to talk about then.
Well, as Christine said, I'm going to be on the panel for the first session.
Okay, so you're going to be involved in at least two, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the last session, Sister Connie and I are going to be talking about the healing journey. There's so much, so many questions and
unanswered questions, I guess, right?
Yes.
Unanswered
questions.
You know, maybe. Why and what?
And it really ties in with your faith journey too, because, you know, how could God do this to my family? How could God do this to my relationship? How could God let my loved one complete something as horrible as this? And where do I go forward? Is there a God? Can God help me survive through this? So Sister Connie and I are going to be talking about that growth and that healing and how God can be a part of that healing.
And as part of, you know, I mean, our faith really can give us so much, I guess, peace and understanding, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, have you found that as you've kind of gone forward and as you've kind of planned, you know, kind of the spiritual journey in terms of maybe relief? I don't know if that's the right word, or solace, or can you speak to that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how has your faith, I guess, really, I guess, helped you on this journey?
Yeah, well, I turned to my faith community immediately. And
good for you.
Thank God they were there with open arms. No judgment, no questioning, no whispering in the back. Felt totally, and even to this day, feel totally supported by them, especially our parish priests. They've been extremely welcoming and certainly non-judgmental. I mean, there's nothing to judge with this situation, but I've always felt welcome and comforted with continuing my faith journey with my community. They've been there with me every step of the way.
Well, I want to go ahead, Christine. You have something to say. She's raising her hand over there.
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to say is oftentimes with suicide loss, it will either strengthen someone's faith or weaken it because of that wrestling. And so individuals who may have never had a question of their faith are now asking, as Lisa said, is there a God, or how can I believe in a God who allows this to happen? And that was one of the particular reasons we wanted to schedule that second preview session with Father Jim to really give room for, how do we have that spiritual discussion, and how do we allow for that spiritual wrestling in the midst of a tragic death?
I want to ask you, there's so many questions I want to get to. We got about, what, eight minutes or so. Is there a certain time frame that someone, you know, everyone's different. Like, say you have a suicide loss. Let's say you had it. I don't know. Is there a time frame of when you should start seeking help or attend the series, or, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's really an individual
experience.
We'll go
to the mental health professional here.
Yeah, it's really an individual experience. This last Out of the Darkness walk, when we do community walks in the fall, and Indianapolis holds theirs in September. And I was in the survivor loss tent for support. And as folks were coming up, I was, you know, asking them about their loved one and how long ago their death was. And one woman said 8 days. You know, that was shocking to me.
Yeah, I bet.
And then in my family, my nieces who lost their father, my brother-in-law, did their first Out of the Darkness walk 24 years after his suicide death. So it is really an individual experience. Lisa, you might have more to say about that too.
Right. I have never kept my husband Mike's death a secret. It's always been out in the open. And I've had so many people come up to me in the last 2.5 years sharing their story. One gentleman actually had a story from his youth, and he's in his 60s right now, and he has never gotten any help or healing, and he, for probably the grace of God, felt comfortable in telling me his story. So
at his age, you know, if something like that happened early in his life, there was a great stigma back then.
Yep.
That's changed over the years,
absolutely,
hasn't it?
Absolutely. And that's some of what Father Jim is going to speak about, even just the church's journey of how we used to respond to suicide and how the church used to view it, and now just understanding the compassion and individual struggles.
We'll talk about the cost, because there's basically not, we talked at the break when we were off the air, but that this is like an a la carte, so people can choose all of them. They can go to the retreat at the end, or they can just pick one. So talk about the cost. Is this cost prohibitive, or how does that work?
So the series is offered at no cost. We wanted to allow people to come together and find the support they need, whether that's in the first session or if they want to go to all of them. And the series isn't like the retreat condensed. It's separate, and it is in addition to the retreat.
Okay.
Our retreat is offered, I don't know if we've discussed
the
dates.
No, we haven't, so talk about the dates on that.
So it's Saturday, July 11th, and that is from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then it's a two-day program, so the second day is July 12th, and that is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is offered at $25 per person and $50 per couple. So we are offering a reduced rate for the retreat so that it is not, the cost is stopping someone from attending.
And another thing, I think that you said that there are, that people can sponsor people.
Absolutely.
How does that work? Just talk about that real briefly.
Yeah, so we are seeking sponsorship from local corporations,
okay,
along with funeral homes. We've been contacting, and if anyone wants to become a sponsor and contribute to You Are Not Alone, please contact Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House at our main line, 317-545-7681, and ask for our director, Georgine Beiriger. She will help assist with that contribution.
So who should attend? And, you know, I mean, it could be outside of just maybe a direct situation.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we certainly know survivors of suicide loss. I mean, predominantly that's the population we want to reach. But we also know that they may come with friends and family, or just people that are interested in learning more about how to support those from a suicide loss.
So there again, give us the three different topics, because we got one in April, one in May, and one in June. And then the retreat is July.
Yes.
Okay, so for 4 months, to each, there's a plug in place for someone at each of those times. So give us the dates again.
Yeah, so we have Sunday, April 19th, The Emotional Journey of Suicide Loss Survivors. Sunday, May 17th, The Spiritual Journey After Suicide Loss. Sunday, June 14th, The Healing Journey Forward with Suicide Loss. And then Saturday, July 11th, and Sunday, July 12th.
So if someone was listening and they either know of someone, or maybe they have experienced a suicide loss in their family, what would you what would you say to them in terms of encouraging them to come? I mean, would you say definitely come out, or how do you approach that even? Encouraging people, because, you know, if people aren't ready, what would you suggest to them to consider in terms of potentially getting help?
Well, I, for one, know that it's very difficult to attend something like this, especially if it's your first event. But I would like everyone to know that you'll be in a safe space. Obviously, what's discussed would be confidential, but everyone who's there and who certainly is on the retreat team has experience with it. And we'd love to be able to help you through your journey. And hopefully you can go home learning something about your own journey and restoring your faith or increasing your faith through witnesses and presentations that are given.
And Christine, what do you hope in addition to that, what do you hope people are going to take away, or what do you hope that they find if they are able to attend one of these presentations or the retreat?
My greatest hope, wish, and prayer is that they know that they're not alone, and that they have the opportunity to look into the eyes of someone else and truly know that someone else knows their pain and heartache, and that hope is possible.
And you both have, you know, have experienced this yourself. There is hope, right? I think people sometimes forget that there's hope when they're maybe in that dark place right after they've lost somebody. But you're both here. You're both helping. You both have hope. And you're going on, right?
Yeah. One of the things that I tell survivors is that there will come a day when you will laugh again. You know, that there will be that sense of joy. That's possible.
There is no other choice but to go forward. And God has a plan for all of us. And God's plan for me is to keep moving forward. And I know that that's God's plan for everyone else, too.
Well, on that note, I just want to thank you ladies for being here today. For more information, people can go to where to register.
archindy.org/Fatima. The registration, it can be done online. You can give us a call at 317-545-7681. And although the series is free, we do ask that you register so we can plan for numbers.
So register as soon as possible. All right. Well, thank you so much, Christine Turo Shields, Lisa Tebow, and Haley Mossum for talking about this important topic. God bless you.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.